Hello, children. It is time for another Bible lesson, and I'd say we get right into it. Today we're going to talk about God's first letter to his people. And that first letter, as some of you might have guessed, is the Ten Commandments. The Israelites have been traveling in the desert for roughly about 3 months, which is a little longer than a regular summer holiday or a summer vacation that some of you are about to go into. When they came to Mount Sinai, they were going to stay there for a while, and that was their shelter for a few months. Moses got unpacked and decided to walk up the mountain to talk to God. Remember, this wasn't an easy task for Moses because he is already by this time over 80 years old. So he's a very elderly person by now. God knew that Moses was coming, so he spoke to Moses and told him to tell the Israelites to get ready. Moses came down to tell the people to have a bath and to clean all their clothes, which they go ahead and do. By doing this, the people were getting prepared to hear important words from God. That is why we sometimes dress up to make sure we have clean clothes when we go to church. It makes us hopefully behave a little nicer and show respect to God. They often use an example as, what if you were to visit somebody that is very important, like a president? You wouldn't just go and visit him wearing the same things that you were sleeping in the same night, right? Any person who is about to visit somebody very important would be well prepared before they go visit that person. In the same sense, we need to look at the way we visit God when we go to his house, the church. We need to be very presentable, not because that is required, but because we want to. All right, now back to Moses. Let's get back into our imagination. Picture being one of the kids at that time in the desert, in the crowd with Moses. Now, picture this is the third morning after Moses have talked to God. And you are one of the Israelites, one of the kids who is maybe busy helping parents make breakfast. Or maybe you're one of the kids that is just playing around with your friends while your parents make breakfast. And all of a sudden, there's just a large rumble and flashes of lightning all over the mountain that you were camping next to. Anyone who was still sleeping or possibly was still in their tents were startled and awoken and were outside trying to figure out what's all the noise about. Imagine if you were able to witness a volcano eruption from a distance. You'd probably hear the volcano, you would feel the rumble in the earth, and you would see the things that were happening before you. Lava spilling out, gusts of clouds, and possibly some lightning. Well, this is very similar. It's just instead of an eruption of a volcano, this mountain was engulfed with fire and cloud and lightning and thunder. Now picture being there right by that mountain, witnessing all these facts unfold before you. Would you want to be the one going up that mountain? I'm pretty sure there wasn't a single person that wanted to do so. And Moses, knowing that he has to go and talk to God, this time God told Moses, go down to the people and tell them not to follow you up the mountain. The mountain is a special place because I am here. So Moses warned the people not to go close to the mountain. even tells them not to touch the mountain. And after giving them that warning, Moses, the 80 plus year old man, goes right back up the mountain. But this time he stayed there for a long time. 40 days and 40 nights he spent there. God sure had a lot to tell him. God wanted to instruct the people on how to live. By following his rules, they would have less sadness in their lives. God just wanted to protect them. It's just like when your parents give you rules to protect you. For instance, to look both ways before you cross the street. Do not hit your brother or your sister. They give you rules because they love you and they know what's best for you. Now, we're only going to talk about the first 10 commandments God told Moses. Otherwise, we're going to have to be here for 40 days. And I'm pretty sure we don't have time for that. Besides, the 10 commandments are the most important for us right now. Remember, as you hear each commandment, that they are all equally important. One is not more important than the other. First commandment is to put God first. This means that nothing should be more important than God. A hobby you enjoy, or a TV, or a video game, even your friends, or even your family, should not be more important than God. And this is very hard at times, but if we are able to grasp on that, the rest of them become very easy. Put God first. Second commandment is to worship only God. This is like the first commandment in that God wants our love. And he doesn't want us to bow down and worship a statue just because we can't see him. In other words, God is the only one that we should be praying to. Worship only God. The third commandment is what we tend to break more than others. God commands us to use his name with respect. And that is the third commandment. Don't pronounce God's name in vain. Many people use God's name like a swear word or say it when they are upset. God wants us to use his name when we are talking to him or telling others about him in a nice way. To use his name in these other ways is very disrespectful, and it hurts God to hear it. Do not use God's name in vain. Fourth commandment should be easy. We are to remember God's Sabbath. God wants us to take one day of the week and rest. When God made the world in 6 days, he rested on the seventh day. And believe me, this does get harder once the older you get. There always seems to be something to do. It's like the list just doesn't end. But remember, God commands us to take a day off and to rest. The fifth commandment might be a little tricky for some of you, but it's very important that you follow it, just like any other commandment. The fifth commandment, he tells us to respect our parents. Sometimes you might think you know what's best, or you get frustrated because your parents won't let you do something. Remember, your parents were once kids just like you, and they are trying to keep you safe and from making the same mistakes they have already made. So, to respect our parents is a command from God. We are halfway through with this one. The sixth commandment. This commandment says, don't hurt others. Now imagine for a minute, if everyone in the world would obey this rule like God wants us to, we would probably won't have any jails, there wouldn't be any wars, there wouldn't be any conflicts, everybody would just get along with one another. Unfortunately, that's not how it is. People disobey this commandment and they do end up hurting people and sometimes killing them. But we are commanded by God not to hurt others, and we must obey Him. The seventh commandment is for those who are married. So when that day comes and you do get married, remember, God tells us to be faithful in our marriage and treat the husband or wife with respect. Even if they get on your nerves every now and then, remain faithful. The eighth commandment is do not steal. This means, very simple, we shouldn't take something that doesn't belong to us. Just like we wouldn't want someone to take something that belongs to us, God tells us not to do the same to others. Even though we are sometimes tempted to take what is not ours, God's command is not to steal. We're almost done here. The next commandment is don't lie. It is always better to tell the truth. And while you're at it, don't do anything that would make you want to lie. Usually your parents know when you're lying anyway. And if you don't get caught, well, God sees you and He hears you. Everything. And He knows. So, lying to your parents or to your friends or brother or sister, you might get away with it, but not with God. He will know when you lie and when you tell the truth. So with that, we better stick with saying the truth and not lie. And our last commandment is don't be envious of others. This might be a little difficult to understand, but this means that we shouldn't wish to have the things that someone else has. You know, there is always a new toy or a game. There's always something that we want to get. It's important to remember that these things aren't really important. God is the most important, if you remember the first commandment. But don't be envious to others. Because if you do, it will lead you to breaking the eighth commandment, which is do not steal. And if you do break the eighth commandment, you're probably gonna end up with breaking the ninth commandment and trying to lie yourself out of it. So you see, breaking commandments will only lead you to breaking more. But if we learn how to obey the commandments, we don't need to break them, right? I do have to admit though, it is not easy to keep all these commandments. I know that I don't follow all these commandments all the time. And I am going to pray to God and ask Him for forgiveness. And try to do my very best not to break them again. Another thing to remember is that if you disobey a commandment, God sees the smallest little lie the same way as if someone hurt someone really bad. You know, sometimes we think if we just told a little lie, it wouldn't matter to God. It won't be noticeable. But it does matter, and God does notice. It makes Him sad when we disobey Him. So when we make a mistake, we need to say that we are sorry to God. And to the person that we've done wrong, if the person is involved. And try to be a better person next time. It doesn't hurt to practice saying that you're sorry. It only makes things better when you are sincere in your apology and that you wish to be a better person. Now, we're going to finish this lesson with a prayer, and I will have a few questions for you guys to discuss with your families. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for being our God, for being one and only true God. Thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the salvation that we have
through his life, his death, and his resurrection. Thank you so much, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that helps us live in this world, that comforts us in this world. Lord, we are so thankful that we live in this world today. And even though some things are not clear to us, your Bible gives us all the answers we need in the perfect timing. And today, as we were going through the very first letter that you have written to your children, the Ten Commandments, we are so thankful that we still today have those Ten Commandments, and they are still the same. Nothing has changed, Lord. Your commandments, they stand just the way they did the same very day that you have given them to Moses. And it is a great honor to be able to follow the same commandments that people have followed back in the days. Lord, and it is hard, as you know, for us humans to follow all those commandments. I know it is hard for me to follow them. And I pray, God, that you please forgive me for those commandments that I have broken. I pray that you please teach me and teach everyone to learn how to follow your commandments, to obey you, God. Teach us to be obedient children. We're in great need of that. Thank you so much for this lesson and for all the children that we have in our church. I pray that you bless them and be with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, there will be 5 questions for you guys to discuss. First question. First commandment tells us to put God first. Why do you think God says that we shouldn't have any other gods? Question number 2. God commands us to use his name with respect. What does it mean to use God's name without respect? Question number 3. Honoring your father and mother. That one is a very important one. Hence, it is also on the list of 10 commandments. Why do you think it is important to obey your father and mother? Question number 4. The last commandment is, don't be envious of others. What does that mean, not to be envious? And if you don't remember what the word means, it's the same thing as jealousy. What does it mean not to be jealous of others? And question number 5. Is it possible to keep all 10 commandments? And what do when you do end up breaking them? Thank you very much for your time, and have a blessed day.